Sports. Never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
What I get mad about is that you two knuckleheads couldn't figure out how to make this damn thing work. Like, this all should have been ironed out before we got to training camp. Whose responsibilities are what? How is this going to run? And move on from there. Brian Windhorst, I don't know if you saw this from Brian Windhorst of ESPN, said this was an arranged marriage. That this wasn't a Griffin hire. This was the organization telling or highly suggesting to Adrian Griffin to hire Terry Stotts. These two didn't know each other. They never worked together. None of that. But the organization was pushing on him that they wanted him to bring in Terry Stotts. Now, is it unusual? No. As we've talked about before, anytime you have a first-year head coach, normally you get a gray hair, right? Now, he doesn't have gray hair necessarily. Prunty does. But a guy that's been a head coach, that's been around the league 100 years, that can help you with the ins and outs of dealing with the media and the ins and outs of, you know, stuff with the locker room and the grind of the season and practices and training camp and all that stuff, and be that other guy there to kind of help you through it. That's what they were hoping Terry Stotts was. But by all accounts, Adrian Griffin didn't handpick him. The organization handpicked him. So that's problem A. Problem B in all of this is, let's look at the National Football League. How many times have you seen a head coach who's an offensive guy hire a defensive coordinator and say, dude, it's all you. I'm staying out of it. You do what you got to do. I'll run the offense. You run the defense. And we're good. Just stay out of each other's nose and we'll be fine. See it all the time in football. All the time. This should have been a situation where Terry Stotts and Adrian Griffin should have just drawn a line in the sand. Like, I'm going to run the offense. You coach the team. Matumbo's going to run the defense. Help Matumbo. I don't care what you do. Me and Prunty are going to run the offense, and that's how it's going to go. And clearly, that's not how it went. Clearly, there was beef going on throughout this whole thing. And I don't know, maybe if Terry Stotts, and again, I have no inside information, but I don't know, maybe Terry Stotts didn't think Griffin was the guy for the job. Maybe Terry Stotts coached with Adrian Griffin a little while and said, this dude ain't it. Like, he should not be a head coach. Like, he's doing several things wrong here, and he ain't listening to a word I say. Maybe there was a respect issue. Maybe he just didn't think Adrian Griffin was the guy. And Griffin talks to the media and is like, well, I don't know what happened. Talk to Terry. That pissed me off. Like, at this point, you must send Joe Prunty out there to do press instead of Adrian Griffin. Come on, man. You don't know? This is my thing. Having been a manager before, okay? If you've got a good employee like Nathan Marzion, right? He's a great employee. Just you love yourself some Nathan Marzion. He does goes above and beyond and everything that he does. And Nathan Marzion comes to you and says, I'd like to give my 2-week notice. And you're floored. You're like, yeah, Marzion's my best employee. I can't let Marzion go. What's wrong, Nathan? Is it something I did? You know, is this your coworkers? What's going on? Are you looking for more money? What's the deal? You are asking, or you should be asking as a manager, questions as far as why are you leaving? If you like the person, okay? Now, if Marzion's a horrible employee and not that good anyhow, and he says, hey, I'm giving my 2-week notice, you go, oh, good luck. Good luck in your future endeavors. Have a good day. And that's it. That's the end of the conversation. Cool. I don't care where you're going. Don't care why you're leaving. Didn't want you anyhow. See you later. So one of two things happened here. A, Griffin didn't want him anyhow. So when Stotts said, I resign, Griffin said, cool, see you later, and walked out. And he may not really know what happened. Or B, which I think is more likely, Stotts resigned maybe to John Horst, maybe not to Adrian Griffin. And Horst said what's going on, and he told Horst everything that's going on. Do I think Griffin knows? I think Griffin definitely knows, and Griffin definitely doesn't want to talk about it. That's my guess, because he doesn't want to throw Stotts under the bus one way or the other. So Griffin's trying to take the high road here. Say, you know, Terry's a great coach, a great human being. I wish him nothing but the best, and whatever he decides to do, da-da-da-da. So he went, took the high road, and played dumb and said, I don't know what happened. I got no idea what's going on. And he took the high road. That's the decision he decided to take, which, I mean, I get it, but I don't think we have to play the game of I don't know. All he had to say is, if there was beef, just say, hey, you know what? Terry and I weren't on the same page a lot. We never worked together. We kind of figured it out here as we were going that we were kind of weren't getting on the same page as how we wanted to do it. And he decided that, you know, he didn't want to be a part of it anymore. Okay, done. Like, it is what it is. That's what it was. But the whole, I don't know, go ask Terry. I mean, come on.
He didn't say, I don't know. He just said, you're going to have to ask him, because I think he's just saying, out of respect for him, I'm not going to sit there and behind his back tell, oh, well, this is what happened. This is what happened. This is what happened. Play. He said, she said. Like, I think he's just saying, It was his choice. So you ask him why he left. I want to let him, you know, speak for himself rather than Griffin speaking for him. I don't think it, and he did say, in the interview, I don't know if you saw this, but he did say, he's like, yeah, we met, like we talked about it. We had a good conversation. They talked about this. This wasn't just all of a sudden he's gone and he didn't tell Griffin or he didn't talk to anyone about it. Like apparently he met with Griffin. Apparently he met with, Dame and Chris and all those guys and, then left. But I don't think this is Griffin. Like Griffin didn't say, I don't know. He didn't say, oh, I'm not sure why.
You'll have to ask Terry. That's what he said, right?
Yeah, but that's different than saying, I don't.
I got the quote right here. You're going to have to ask Terry.
That's different than saying, I don't know. He's saying, ask him because it's his, it's his choice. You can talk to him about it. I'm not going to speak for him because it's not like it's irresponsible to like then go talking about, oh, well.
Was Stotts available to the media? Did I miss that?
I don't know.
No.
I don't think so.
But how are they going to ask Terry?
If it's his choice, I'm not going to speak on someone else's behalf and be like, oh, well, he's leaving because of this, and this all happened and this. It's like, no. Like that's not my place to be talking for someone else.
So tell me, Nathan,
it's not my decision.
Okay. So now they go to Terry. Let's say Eric Dame goes to Terry. Terry goes, hey man, I just, you know, me and Adrian Griffin had differences of opinion on how this whole thing was going to run. If you're Adrian Griffin, you're comfortable letting him dictate the conversation versus you, the head coach?
Well, clearly he was because he's saying it's not his, basically what he was saying is it's not my place to speak for him and it's his decision. Like,
sure.
I'm not going to speak on why he left because it's not my decision. So
who then told Sharania, do you think, about what happened in practice? You think that came from Stotts or do you think that came from the Bucks?
I have
my
no
guess
idea.
Is it came from the Bucks, right? That's probably the idea here. Let's make sure we get out there what happened with Stotts so we don't look like the bad guys. That's how that played. I mean, come on. You gotta be an idiot to think it came from anybody else other than somebody in the Bucks organization.
Well,
and
I don't know
who it was, but somebody wanted to make sure Griffin didn't look like the bad guy and Stotts did. So they put it out there to make sure they put that story out there about what happened at practice. So again, you could take the high road and then the member of your organization goes and does what he does anyhow, or she, whoever Sharani was talking to, and puts it out there that way. So either way, Stotts looks like the bad guy. So whether you say it or whether Sharani's sources, which come on. You're telling me it's not in the organization. I don't believe you.
It is. It is.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's either way, he's going to look like the bad guy. You can either control the narrative or you can let it play out the way it did. You pick which way you want to go. But either way, your organization was going to make sure you didn't look like the bad guy and he did. That's what it was. That's exactly what they did. And nobody has heard from Terry Stotts to this point. Now, will Terry Stotts come back and talk? Doubt it. Not on the record. I doubt it that he talks on the record. I absolutely doubt it. My concern is the arranged marriage.
If it's true that if it's really just, oh, Griffin was bad and all this stuff and it was all Griffin's fault, then why wouldn't he talk on the record about it? Why wouldn't he just say, oh, well, I just
because
didn't
he wants to get another job. He wants to get another job in the league. He's not going to say anything.
What's wrong with saying I just disagreed with what he was doing and I wanted a different job?
Well, he's not going to take a job right now, right away. I bet you he'll sit out another year now is my guess. But I mean, they disagreed on. They create creative differences or whatever. I don't know. However you want to phrase it. Sure. He could say that if they came to him and asked him. But now what's going to happen is because whoever leaked it, now it's going to be Terry. Why didn't you go back to the huddle when AG told you to come back to the huddle? So now it's no longer going to be, why did you leave? Now it's going to be, so why were you defying your head coach and not coming back to the huddle? See how that's fun based on them leaking that story?